Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We're going to talk today about emergency funds, emergency savings. Everybody likes the idea that parents told you to make sure you have a rainy day fund sitting aside somewhere in case you need it. Well, the reality is the challenge to do that while paying the bills, while dealing with all the ongoing expenses month to month, that can be difficult. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, recently looked into this and what people are doing or not doing when it comes to setting aside some emergency savings. Catherine, nobody's heeding all that good advice in terms of putting away a pile of cash somewhere in case they need it for some unexpected occurrence.
A recent survey found that among workers, they've saved only $5,000 to cover a major financial setback. And that could be anything from major home repairs, car repairs, medical bills, which we know can really add up. And one in five say they've saved less than $1,000 for these types of emergencies.
Oh, yeah. If you need a crown, price that out. It's certainly near the $1,000 mark, as I recall. So then that limits the options. If a family or an individual needs an emergency fund, that means you're either incurring debt, so you're going to run it up on a credit card or go get a loan, or, God forbid, you dip into those retirement savings that you're going to need down the road.
And that's exactly what our research found, is we've been on a quest to solve the mystery of why are people taking loans and early withdrawals from the retirement savings. One in four workers has taken either a loan or an early withdrawal. And when we delved into the reasons why, more often than not, they're dipping into their retirement savings to cover an unplanned major expense, those home repairs, car repairs, medical bills, or they're paying off credit card debt.
Well, as we've covered before on talking about early withdrawals, you know that you get hit twice. Of course, the minute you start drawing on that on those funds, you're paying tax on those previously tax deferred assets, and at the same time, you get hit with this 10% penalty. So again, looking at options, what are you recommending?
Do your homework and check out the options that are available before making a decision. So check with your local bank or credit union. If you're looking at a big bill, find out if there's payment options available so that you can pay over time. And then look at dipping into your retirement savings as a last resort. Now, if you do need to go there, chances are you can take a loan out of your 401k and then pay yourself back. The kicker is, pay yourself back as quickly as possible. Plan loans are typically structured over a five-year period. And if you leave your job, if you leave your employer before you've paid yourself back, if you can't pay that in full relatively quickly after you leave your employer, the IRS will treat it as an early withdrawal. And then you're looking at the taxes and potentially the 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half.
Well, Catherine, as you make abundantly clear, folks need to begin thinking about these things if they haven't. And the more we can anticipate how we'll deal with any set of circumstances, whether it's for our children or ourselves or a house or a car, the more you consider your options and where you're going to get those funds to cover it, the better off you'll be. Thanks, as always, Catherine. And that's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.